You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mina Yu, CEO and founder of Lulabop, a lifestyle products brand featuring the Cliplet and Rolla tag. All Lulabop products have the goal to make life easier. Mina, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you as well. Been looking forward to this interview as it's been scheduled for some time now. Why do moms, to kick things off, why do moms make such great entrepreneurs, and taking that even a step further, being incredible inventors?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, necessity is the mother of invention, and that really, really applies in the case of moms. And Eric, I know you're not a mom, but maybe you're a dad, and being a parent in general is really, really, really tough. And it's especially tough for moms because oftentimes they have work outside the family, as well as, of course, being a mom and being a parent. And oftentimes a lot of housework falls on them too. And because they are juggling so many different things, including their hobbies and interests, they are always looking for different ways to problem solve. How do they make this juggling a little bit easier? And they become really awesome life hacks. And I believe that's why moms are so good at inventing, just because they need these various things that they're inventing. And that was certainly the case for me as well.
Now, how do moms turn an idea into a reality? And do they need to get their idea patented? I know you have a lot of experience there. And do they create a website? Get into that if you would.
Sure. And I'm actually really excited because I just found out last week that my first product just finally got its patent after a couple years. But I really want to talk about how the process of taking an idea from an idea into a product. And one thing that's very unfortunate is that although moms have tons of great ideas, and I know this for a fact because I actually surveyed almost 200 moms in the Pacific Northwest, and I found out that 90% of these moms had at least one product idea. Now, the sadder thing is that of these moms, less than 1% did anything about it. And the reason is not all that surprising if you're a mom. There's no time, there's no money, they don't know what to do, and so on. But really, getting started can be as easy as getting feedback from your friends and your family just to see if the product is a viable one where people would actually pay you money to do this. And after you hear, you get really positive feedback from your friends and family, and hopefully even some strangers, you can then think about how you're going to protect this idea. Now, I'm not a patent expert, so, you know, I'll just tell you what my experience is, but I think it's always a good idea to start out with a provisional patent application, which basically gives you 1 year to decide if you want to go for a full patent. And anyone who's done a Google search on patents and patent applications notes that patent applications can be very expensive and it can take a long time. And even after that long time has passed, there's no guarantee it'll be granted. So this provisional patent application will actually give you 1 year to decide if you want to make that kind of time commitment.
Very helpful information there. And what are the options for financing an invention on a great idea?
Well, I have to say that, and I think this is true across the board for all new startups, but it is very difficult to get traditional financing, for example, loans as a startup business. Most banks and most loan makers in the traditional sense want at least 2 years of financials, which startups, you know, by definition don't have. So one option that I have used twice myself is crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is the ultimate feedback giver. Earlier I talked about getting feedback, because not only do these people tell you whether they like your idea or not, if they like it, they actually give you money for it even before the product exists. So, you know, crowdfunding is a relatively new phenomenon, but it has gotten so popular because there are so many people with great ideas, and they need the funding and to get these products manufactured. So I'm a big fan of crowdfunding. I think it's really fun. You get to know a lot of your fans, and they stay your fans for hopefully the rest of your business.
It certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Today we are joined by Mina Yu, CEO and founder of Lulabop, a lifestyle products brand featuring the Cliplet and Rolla Tag, coming to us today from Seattle, Washington, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Mina, is crowdfunding a viable option for everyone in every situation, or just for those with products?
Well, that's a really good question. And I've been a big fan of crowdfunding for a while, and I've been a supporter of around 40 different crowdfunding campaigns, and they have been kind of all across the board. I have backed art projects, books, card games, as well as different gadgets and products. I draw my line at supporting things like really expensive robots even before they're made. But one thing that might be a barrier for a lot of people might be the fact that you need a functional prototype to have a crowdfunding campaign. So you can't just provide a sketch and say, hey, I'm going to make this. Crowdfunding backers are getting savvier by day, unfortunately, because there have been so many campaigns where the campaign creators have failed to deliver. So now people want to know, hey, do you have a functional prototype? Can you show me that it works, either through a video or really good illustrations? And can you let me know that you are able to manufacture this once I give you my money? That means you have to make sure that you have a factory in place if you have a physical product, and have all your ducks in a row before you start your crowdfunding campaign. So I would say that I think it's a viable option for most people and most projects, but it's not going to be a viable option to someone if they're just starting out and they haven't thought through their idea well enough to be able to provide a functional prototype and a really realistic action plan.
Before I let you go, what are the best methods for busy moms to juggle entrepreneurship and family life in conclusion?
Well, it's really funny because I'm asked this question every time I give a talk or do an interview. And the fun part, the interesting part for me is that my husband is also an entrepreneur and does a lot of interviews, and he's never asked this. And I think this just goes to show, as I said at the beginning, moms and women have disproportionately higher responsibility in the household. Anyway, to answer your question, it is really difficult. And sometimes I'm asked, you know, how do you do it all, manage your family and, you know, run your business? And the short answer is it's impossible to do it all. And the only way you can kind of maintain your sanity is to cut out a lot of activities. You really have to get good at saying no. And, you know, not just saying no to the stuff that you don't want to do, but saying no to the things that you do want to do. And, you know, like everything in life, you have to make sacrifices. So, you know, for me, my life is about my family, really close friends, and running my business successfully. And unfortunately, that means sometimes I'm not able to have the kind of fun that I would like to have. But overall, I feel like my work is so much fun. As you might know, I used to be a professor. This is the most fun I've ever had professionally. So I get a lot of that out of that too.
I'm most certain that a lot of listeners tuning in today that have heard this interview are inspired, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Lulabop and the lifestyle products online.
Sure. You can learn more about our products at www.lulabop.com, L-U-L-A-B-O-P, and you can learn about me at minayu.com, M-I-N-A-Y-O-O.com.
Well, Mina, once again, thanks for your time. It certainly has been our pleasure, and look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you once again right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mina Yu, CEO and founder of Lulabop, a lifestyle products brand featuring the Cliplet and Rolla Tag. All Lulabop products have the goal to make life much easier. And for more information, simply visit lulabop.com. And for more on Mina, visit minayu.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.